The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Y's. Movies, Baby!
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Everywhere.
You just spit that's everywhere. That's so, so gross. So. Okay, let's move on from that one. Welcome to episode 98 of Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, the podcast where we read the worst reviews in the most dramatic fashion. My name is Alex.
And I'm Christine, and I am so excited to see all of you
today.
I thought
you were about to say I'm soaked because you just spit everywhere.
I am. Okay. My laptop is, but I am bone dry.
Oh, ooh, gosh. Okay.
Bones. That leads us right to this week's theme, which is cemeteries in Louisiana, or as I initially thought, haunted houses in Louisiana, which is why I was panic-stricken this morning.
This morning?
Yeah.
When you finished your reviews?
I came to the spooky table with lots of good reviews.
Well, I'm glad. I can't be mad because I finished mine this morning at 3 a.m. So technically it was this morning.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, see, it's all good. We're all
That's how we do things
together.
Over here.
Yeah. So I apologize, everyone, that I mistook the theme, but we are in Louisiana. We are visiting some cemeteries very respectfully and reading reviews of people's experiences there.
I'm glad you said very respectively because
respectfully.
I know that's the moment I said it, I realized I'd said that wrong. Very respectably because
respectfully.
What am I saying?
I don't know. A lot of my words.
I'm reading other things while I'm trying to talk to these
people.
That's
your big problem.
Respectfully. Okay, you know what? I'm
done.
Never mind.
I'm gonna light
Let's
this autumnal.
Reviews.
I'm lighting this autumnal candle.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Actually, no. I do have one from Leia and Moose. I have that that maple syrup candle. I've been lighting that a lot lately.
It smells lovely.
It does. It fills my room, like my whole apartment. It is like fast.
Your whole mansion. It fills your whole giant mansion.
<Shut up.
laughs> Sorry.
Literally sitting in
rude.
Your literal mansion.
No.
Okay, I don't know what's considered a mansion, but
it's not this. I can tell you that much. But there's that vent right there. See, Alexander, I painted the room. You haven't even commented.
Oh, it looks lovely. I thought you were in a different room. I thought you were
of
in a
mansion.
some sort of mansion's room.
Do you see that hole?
I do.
That's where Junie is.
That's Junie's hole.
He went in that hole in the vents. And so now if he comes out while we're recording, I'm going to have to capture him. So don't worry. It's a spooky episode and I'll make sure you all experience it with me. Also, I wanted to add I feel so bad. Somebody mailed me. A couple of people mailed me things to my new mailbox. Someone mailed me an M&M dispenser and
no.
I threw the box away.
You idiot.
I feel really dumb. There might be a card laying around. I don't think so because it was sent directly from eBay. So I don't know if it was like.
Yeah.
The person on the box was the seller of eBay or like, I think somebody just bought it on eBay.
Oh, wow.
And sent it. So anyway, it's not a Dilbert, but it is an M&M machine.
I
and
love it.
I am able to now relive my childhood sugar habit, you know?
Yeah.
Revive it.
If they make those for Sour Patch Kids, I could use it because I have about six bags left of Sour Patch Kids after my birthday because my Twitch viewers sent me the hog pen. They sent me so many Sour Patch Kids.
I love Sour Patch. Anyway, thank you to whoever sent me that. You can email us at bishusani@gmail.com. I'm not sure if your name was the one on the box or not, but I appreciate it. If anyone does have a Dilbert, let me know. I will buy it off you because now I'm kind of like itching for that specific one. So we'll see. Anyway, so should we get started, Zani?
Sure.
Okay, you go first. I think you have more than me.
Alrighty, my first one is from a member of the hog pen. This is from Vic, who I miss greatly. I miss
hog
the whole
number eight.
I'm taking a mental health hog number eight. Is that what you said?
That's what Jersey
Vic,
says.
It's canon. It's canon. You're hog number eight. But I miss them all terribly because I'm taking a mental health break from Twitch streaming. Hopefully be back in the next few weeks. We'll see.
It's like really suspicious timing because you received all this candy and then was like, oh, I have to actually take a break. Can someone send me a Sour Patch dispenser, please, while
literally
I take my break?
Literally me last night researching for this podcast, like just drowning in watermelon Sour Patch.
Those are so good.
Because I have two giant bags of them here. Okay. Just so you know.
I don't doubt it.
I'm just saying because you're coming to LA soon, aren't you?
Oh, fantastic. I am, yes.
Good. So this is of Greenwood Cemetery in Shreveport. This is actually near Vic's school. Just doing a little bit of triangulation, you know?
Cool.
This is a three-star review. This is a three-star review by Mabel.
Respectedly.
I just was laughing because I made a fake name and made it Mabel, and I was laughing at my choice of fake name. Okay. Oh, this is good. Well, it says 24 hours, so me, like a dummy, goes there around 7 p.m. and only stays for like an hour, goes to leave, and gets locked into the cemetery, LMAO. So please change the open time to whatever time you close the gates.
It's getting very cold in here. Somebody let me out of this tomb.
I can't see anything anymore.
That's dangerous.
I'll be screaming. Can you imagine like people walking by and hearing like, let me out of here.
That's how they get this reputation. To be fair, she's probably feasting on all the like offerings they leave at Marie Laveau's tomb, which is like bourbon and candy and stuff.
Oh, is that at Greenwood Cemetery?
Oh, certainly not. I thought it was. I didn't hear what cemetery it was, but maybe there are offerings at other cemeteries.
Yeah.
Like flowers. Those.
Eating those? Okay.
Maybe.
Better be careful. I know cats can't eat certain things, but maybe humans can eat them.
Do you leave maybe poinsettia? Don't eat that. That might hurt your
tummy. That seems like a weird grave gift.
I guess, but at Christmas time, maybe.
I guess. Yeah, true. But hopefully you're not stuck there.
Well, I guess if you don't want anyone to eat, like if you have a problem where people always eat the flowers at grandma's grave, then you're gonna need to switch it up and buy some poisonous ones.
Oh my god. And that'll keep the cemetery in business.
That'll keep
it's like finders keepers rules. If you die everyone in the wins. Cemetery, they have the right to the body.
They getcha.
They
and that's why they like to lock people in.
It's so true.
I think it makes a lot of sense.
And actually, but I was thinking also, if you're walking by a cemetery and you hear someone inside screaming, let me out, let me out, you're not going to do it. Even if you work there, you're going to be like,
walk in the other direction.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, I would go on my other podcast and be like, I had the craziest ghost story. Like I would turn
you would exploit the shit out of it. I know you.
Correct. Well, thank you, Vic, number eight, for that.
It's not Vic number eight. Jesus.
What?
It's not Vic number eight. It's, first of all, that sounds like a victim.
Oh, no.
But,
you're right.
It's hog number eight, Vic.
It's what?
Hog number eight.
Hog number eight.
Named Vic.
Comma, Vic.
Comma, Vic. Okay, let's continue.
This is a This is a two-star review by Henry of St. Louis Cemetery number one. Okay, I don't know how the best way to phrase this because the review has the name Kathy in it, but then the caption or the title has the name Kathy spelled wrong. So it's spelled C-A-H-T-Y, so like Kathy.
Kathy.
But I'm going to say Kathy because that's what he says later. Christina, but just know that he spelled his wife's name wrong.
Okay, I was gonna say, is there a reason that you're usually I just read misspellings correctly a lot of times,
because it's a name and I was staring at it going, what an interesting name, and then I realized he literally just misspelled his wife's name in the title of the review. So I'm gonna read it. It says, Kathy drags me here each November 1st. And now here's that's the title.
Kathy better be alive, sir. Or I'll be really upset at this.
And then the review says, 2 stars. Yes, once again.
I'm so nervous.
Yes, once again, Kathy drags me here each November 1st. The only redeeming thing is it is across from Commander's Palace. I just sit on a tomb while she flits around.
Okay, good. Okay, Kathy's alive, I assume.
She's either alive or she's a butterfly. I
know, flit. I don't think I've heard that phrase used for a human, but I appreciate it.
I just sit on a tomb while she flits around looking for long...
Is she stealing flowers?
So bad. I just sit on a tomb while she flits around, finding long dead and forgotten relatives' resting places. Gee, dead is dead. Leave them in peace and let us get something to eat across the street, Kathy. End of review.
Do you think he showed that to her, that review, and was like, look what I wrote. Now the internet knows about your habit of visiting dead relatives. You should be ashamed.
I think he said it out loud to her, and true, the phone just assumed it was a voice text and wrote it out on TripAdvisor.
Gonna be honest, that's not something that my ex and I, when we were dating, we didn't discuss how we would eventually deal with these moments. Would I be the kind of person
you're
to be
27.
Dead is dead. I know, but it's not something you consider until you're in the moment, right?
The worst is that he's saying that Kathy drags him there to see her dead relatives. It's not she's wants to go for spooky tourism. It's she just wants to see all her forgotten relatives.
You'll see all those reviews in the next 20 years. All the ugh, drags me there for all this with the Ouija board, etc.
Oh, yeah. That's, because,
I don't know. I feel old people now aren't as into that. These youths are something.
Oh, because the youths are dying? Is that what you're saying?
Jesus, no. I'm saying because podcasts like yours are so popular, and all of these paranormal people are in all these paranormal shows.
Aw, Zandy called my podcast popular. Last thing I just want to see or just want to say is that I actually changed my mind. I think that while he's sitting on the tomb, he's writing this in a journal type thing where he's once again,
because he
here I am.
Yeah. I get it.
Dragged away by Kathy, and I just want a hoagie. I want a po' boy.
Is that what they sell at Commander's at? What is it? Commander?
I don't know what that is. Commander's Palace.
Is that Brannigan? Okay. Palace. It sounded a strip club, so I was
perhaps they might have a good shrimp buffet. I don't know. It's
so nasty.
Center, it's a refined Creole fare and elegant jazz brunch in a chandelier hung space. So that's what he wants to do. Okay. He's like, dead is dead. Take me to the Commander's Palace.
Literally the opposite of a strip club. And it has three money signs on Google. So I apologize, Chef Commander. Whoops.
Man, he's just sitting in the drizzle, just dreaming of, shrimp cocktail. All right. Anyway, your turn.
All right. My next review is of Forest Park Cemetery West in Shreveport. This is by Katie. 1 star. This is just bad. These are so... Just some of these reviews were just so sad and so bad. And
agreed.
I don't know. There's so many issues people had. And very, understandable. Okay, but this one... I'm not saying but for this one. I'm just going to read it.
Okay.
Not pleased. Mr. Hawkins was told of fire ants taking over my parents' marker. He said they would take care of it. A month later, still haven't treated the ant. and there are more things that I am not pleased with. End of review. This is just
the
bad.
One ant.
Like, yeah. They,
is there just one ant taking over the
haven't
plot?
Haven't treated the ant queen. Maybe I don't know.
The queen.
Or like maybe yeah. And then the queen needs to be treated nicely and said, "Hey, queen, can you please not do this here?"
Yeah, but there's so many grave offerings for her to enjoy.
Treat her to a nice meal at Commander Palace.
All you have to do is put some poinsettia down and you can kill off anything that comes near.
That's what we've learned. I will say, though, just for posterity, the owner did respond and said, "Hi, Katie. I followed up on your issue with fire ants. If you are from Shreveport, you know that fire ants are the bane of our existence. Still, we do try to keep them controlled as best we can.
If you are not from Shreveport, please know that fire ants are the bane of our existence."
Yeah, so that's good to know. I also are fire like the ants way actually that it was a Shreveport thing? I don't know.
Well, I guess we know now. I do like that the way he phrased it was like, "I have followed up with the fire ants," it almost sounded like. I'm waiting to hear back. They're really busy this time of year. If you're from Shreveport, you know how busy they get. I have a one-star review of St. Louis Cemetery number 3 by Chicago Louie.
Which is in New Orleans.
Yes, I meant to clarify that earlier. The cemeteries, several of them are called St. Louis Cemetery.
I didn't know that until at the end of my research when I was like, okay, I looked through all of these from different cities. Let me go look at one specifically in New Orleans because I just did a general Louisiana search. And then all the same ones popped up and I'm like, oh, St. Louis cemeteries 1 through 3 are not in St. Louis. Okay.
Yeah, it's very confusing because they have different rules.
Why would I even do that? St. Louis is in Missouri. Oh my God, I'm an idiot. Okay, continue.
Wait, you thought that... Oh.
Just making myself look like an idiot. Continue.
Well, I will, happily. And I will just say real quick that it's very confusing because there are 3 of them, I believe, maybe 4, I'm not sure. And they all have different rules. So some you have to pay, some you have to be with a tour guide,
yeah.
some you, which everyone hates, some you don't. One's owned by the Catholic Church. It's all very confusing. And also, Nicolas Cage is buried in one, and it is really wild to see his tomb because it's one of the only things when he was busted for all that tax fraud that...
Nicolas Cage is dead?
No, sorry, it's his future
you
tomb.
You said he's buried.
Oh.
That, and I was like, I knew his tomb was at one of these places, but I'm like, did I miss him? And I saw it and I was like,
everybody
he's not
like
dead,
a
right?
weird I just got everyone like a weird pause. Sorry
if people
about
listen to this like year whenever after whenever he dies, hopefully 50 years from now, I don't know. But like whenever that happens, people are going to be like, oh yeah, oh, okay, this was recorded after his death.
Oh jeez, I hope not. Now I'm checking Twitter. I'm the one who said it. I don't know why it would be true. But
you
anyway,
think Twitter's a place to look for right now if Nicolas Cage is dead?
Yes, Alexander. Where else would I look?
Just Google Nicolas Cage and see if he's dead. Like I understand if it just happened, but...
Well, okay, let me do it real quick.
I don't think you have that ability.
Cage...
Hair thinning impacts a lot of us. In fact, over half of us will experience hair thinning at some point in our lives. It's not only common, it's normal. Join the over 1 million people who are doing something about it with Nutrafol. I know you've probably heard this from me a million times, but I've been using Nutrafol for years. I have gotten compliments from people who've known me my whole life asking how I got my hair to look so much thicker. I've always struggled with thinning hair, hair loss, just thin hair in general. And so, you know, it's been a lifesaver to have Nutrafol, and my hair feels healthier than ever. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And it's Mother's Day, so what a great gift idea. Wink, wink. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code BEACH2SANDY. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code BEACH2SANDY. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code BEACH2SANDY.
Well, this is actually the most pressing news article from 4 days ago on GQ.com. Nicolas Cage is a leather jacket god. Okay. So he's alive.
Okay.
He's alive, anyway. But he has a tomb for future purposes. And when he got in really big trouble and they took all of his belongings, there's a law in Louisiana that you can't take someone's final resting place. So he still owns his burial ground, his tomb.
Cool.
Anyway, fun fact. Okay. So this is a review of The Cemetery by Chicago Louie. 1 star. It was just a bunch of old, very decayed tombs. Needs some color. Otherwise, isn't super interesting. End of review.
Okay, probably one of one or two people in the world who say needs color when talking about a cemetery.
Needs some color. Well, he's walking through there and going, let's paint this place. Give it a fresh coat of paint.
You did a great job with that room.
A mural? This room?
You did, yes.
Oh, are you going to hire me for St. Louis Cemetery?
So I'm just saying, you should be in the running. Like,
well,
you painted that yourself?
Yeah, I did it yesterday.
I actually am very impressed.
Well, thank you.
No, it looks fantastic.
Don't go too close. There are definitely some splotches.
That's okay. I would let you paint my tomb.
Really?
Yeah.
Good, because I already did. It was supposed to be a surprise. I already did.
I'm picturing forest green with a painting of Shanti's face.
Well, most definitely.
Okay,
it'll be instead of
nerves.
I was thinking originally of doing like a glass etching of Shanti's face.
Glass etching, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like engraved glass.
Yeah. Okay, do you think if we actually did that, we could have the International Primate Protection League agree to bring her to my grave?
Oh, dear.
And visit me? Don't leave any poinsettias out.
If anyone came to... I won't leave any poinsettias out. Do you know what would be the worst? I would like get a local news crew to come, or I would just come tape it, and the worst part is that Shanti's face would just be like that deadpan, like she's bored as hell, like she is in all of her photos, and she'd be sitting
like,
at
why
your
the
grave.
Fuck am I here? This is a long trip for an old
I was taking
gibbon.
A nap.
Where are my cigarettes?
Oh my goodness.
We love Shanti.
Nicolas Cage has nothing on you and your future burial plans.
Yeah, it's so true.
What are you doing?
I'm pitting my Shanti paint portrait behind me, but like...
She's always watching.
She's always watching me. Anyway, let me read a review of Providence Memorial Park and Mausoleum in Metairie?
Saw that.
I don't even know. I should have looked this one up.
I saw that, but I didn't know how to pronounce it.
Whatever.
It looks like cemetery, but Metairie.
This one is written by Sky Bomb and Noodles.
Cool.
Which might be another business or something. I don't know, but it's a 4-star review, so it's like positive.
I don't think it's a business. I think it's their given name.
Okay, well, we know who to blame, because here we go. 4 stars. Thank you for accepting my mother in your cemetery. Thumbs up emoji.
Oh, that's review. Nice.
Oh, yeah. It was positive.
Thank you for accepting Mama Noodle.
It was just very much made me feel like, oh, okay, there's this application process, and this person's like, oh, thank God, Mom made it in.
I got in. We got in. Her resume was so good.
Yeah.
Aww.
So, Mama Noodle.
I'm sure people... Mama Noodle. I'm sure people actually know this, but I wonder, like, how much... I guess it also depends on the cemetery, like, how much say you have in, like, what the grave looks like.
I read a lot where people were like, they said they weren't happy with the way it looked, so they're gonna remove it.
What?
Like, no, the amount of shit I read that I had to go through, it took me so long to find these good reviews.
Challenge or theme for some reason.
It was very tough because when people write a negative review of a cemetery, it's usually because some really shitty things are happening with their dead relatives.
Yeah, this is like the time that you made me do that challenge of us a funeral home that lost a dead body.
Oh, I know how to pick them.
How to pick them, faux show. Also, Alexander's drinking out of his Shanti mug that I got him, where I made him heat up water. It's like one of those mugs where you pour hot water in and Shanti's... I say it like one of those mugs where Shanti's face appears.
Millions of them exist.
But anyway. Okay, this is... Now, this is when I messed up.
That was supposed to be for our patrons, that video. Where is it?
Oh, yeah. It's on my phone. I have to post that. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. They're doing construction or something. Super loud. I apologize. This is when I messed up, and I thought we were doing haunted houses. So the first review I found was of a haunted house.
That's okay. Lay it on us.
I apologize. I just kept it anyway. This is a 1-star review of a place called The Haunted Mortuary, which sort of sounds like on theme. 1 star by Wayne. And by the way, this was written January 3rd, 2014.
Okay.
January 3rd. Went there hoping to see a haunted mortuary, but it is now a Santa workshop? Why did no one tell me? End of review.
So, huh.
Written on January 3rd. Keep in mind this is like a Halloween attraction during Halloween time.
Okay, got it.
It is a little rude no one told him, but...
It is a little rude. And also, do those Santa things stay up after Christmas? I guess so.
I mean, I don't know.
Like, do they go to what Santa's workshop? Like, I guess there's cleanup to do.
Isn't he sleeping? Doesn't he hibernate or something?
He hibernates for 364 days.
I'm not joking.
Days.
I'm serious. Isn't that what he does for real? Or am I making that up? I thought that's what I learned as a child, that he hibernates. But now that I'm saying it out loud, it sounds really unsettling.
Christina, but if he's hibernating, how would he like know everything about you? And just suddenly wake up with that knowledge of
that's
like
true.
Know what
he's
everyone
watching
wants.
Us all the time.
What's the point? Like, what's why would?
Well, maybe
why,
his hibernation includes like you know leaving his astral projecting to watch children.
What the
right?
fuck?
I'm serious.
Is he like a bear to you? Like an animal type?
Yeah, I mean he's not very human, right?
I don't know. Our views of Santa Claus are very different. I'm a little concerned that we grew up in different households because what the fuck?
I don't know.
Like, we literally went to Catholic school, St. Nick, all that shit, and you're just like, yeah, to me, Santa Claus is like a bear, but not the fun kind.
You said that, not
the dangerous kind. Okay, Christina, I literally hibernation. Really, you think he hibernates for 364
days? Okay, that one, like, no
and
joke.
And astral
really...
projects, like,
yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I literally thought he hibernates.
This would have been better if you had just said you thought he didn't exist. Like, that would have
well,
been more understandable,
be
even though that's not understandable. It's ridiculous.
Sorry, that would be
That's
absolutely...
more understandable than you saying he hibernates for 364.
Let me just check.
You're Googling if
well,
Santa Claus hibernates. Okay.
Someone Googled, does Santa have the coronavirus?
That's so sad.
Does Santa have COVID-19? Does Santa have a pilot license? Does Santa have an email? Does Santa... I'm seeing if anyone else... Does Santa sleep with his whiskers? What the hell? What does that mean?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm doing... Does Santa... H-I... It's not up yet. B. Yes. Hibernate. Someone else searched it. Debate.org. Does Santa hibernate until next year's winter? This is easily compared to what a bear does.
See, Christine, you're literally comparing him to a bear.
Does he hibernate? I mean, listen, Alexander. Oh, there's a mask called Santa Hibernating Before Christmas on Redbubble.
Okay. There's a Yahoo Answers question. What does Santa Claus do in July and August? Does he hibernate in a cave or hang out on a nude beach?
Oh, goodness. Yeah, see, he eats all those cookies, then sleeps for the next... He like a bear. Like, he eats all of those cookies and then sleeps.
This is actually an interesting theory. Someone said that he actually, what he does is he works 9 to 5 and he makes all these toys and everything, but he uses time travel to deliver all of them. Instead of just doing it all in one night, he's actually doing them all in different nights, but through the power of time
that's
travel.
That's exhausting.
Exactly. Works hard.
So every morning he steps into a time machine and just like goes to the next person's house.
Yeah, and or not just wow. one person. He probably does it in sections, yeah. But yeah.
Wow.
So he's like kind of always working. Interesting. I like that theory. So let's pretend he's hardworking. Yeah, and leave it at that.
Okay, this is so the response on this is one of the responses on debate.org. Well, what else would he do? Santa obviously hibernates, otherwise he would just sit there watching the elves make stuff and oh dear. Okay, that got dark. Mm-hmm. Not gonna read that. This would cause world depression. Okay. I'm gonna change
what
this
the
up.
Fuck? Okay, Christina, sorry, this is getting out of hand.
I'm not gonna read that. It's not not really a cool thing to say. Okay, your turn. I thought I could trust my friend Jeremy132 on the internet, but apparently he and I have gone different ways.
Okay. Well, here is a review of Cypress Grove Cemetery in New Orleans. It's my last one. This is by Corey. 5 stars. This is so stupid. Why am I doing this? Very good. I was buried very well and decomposed in the fertile soil. So overall, good job taking my life away from me, Harold. End of review.
Oh my God, what? What happened? happened?
I don't know. That's what we're here for, Christina. Obviously, based on our entire discussion on Santa Claus, we're here to figure things out instead of just sit idly by.
Alexander, I don't think you were supposed to read that out loud.
Am I going to be haunted?
I feel cursed already. Indubitably cursed.
It was a 5-star review, though, so it was a positive.
Who wrote this?
Corey.
Why?
I don't know, because Harold did something bad to them.
Hey, can I just tell you, though, it actually frightened me, I'm pretty sure, because I just read a Stephen King, his new book of short stories, and there's literally a story with that same concept.
Really?
Of someone communicating beyond the grave.
Oh, has anyone done that before?
Yeah, Corey, how many times do we have to tell you?
Sorry. Is this specific Google review where Stephen King got his inspiration?
Alexander?
I'm just saying.
Do you remember? We did an episode on lighthouses in Maine.
Uh-huh.
And said that is where Stephen King gets his inspiration, as he reads internet reviews.
It makes sense.
Wow. Okay. Wow. This theory just got real.
It got busted wide the fuck open.
Wide open. Okay. This is a redemption, Zandy. I only have redemptions left.
Oh, redeem me, please.
This is of Lafayette Cemetery, number 1. 3 stars by Travis. This is a great place for a phone interview. Quiet. End of review.
Oh, that's interesting, actually. I like that.
I feel like that would have worked before current day, because current day phone interviews are now Zoom interviews. And if you're sitting in front of, like, grandma's gravestone, there's a lot more questions you have to answer.
Honestly, that would have been pretty cool. Like, or that would be cool, like, for you and Em, for your podcast. If y'all ever have, like, some sort of video interview with some publication, you should just do it in the cemetery.
And they're going to be like, what a nice virtual background you have on Zoom. And then, no, it's real.
And then they'll write about it, but you won't make comment on it unless they ask. And you'll be like, oh, yeah, we're just doing research.
I'll just be like, this is my studio.
And they'll be like, we caught them in the midst of their research. Like some, like, David Attenborough thing. Anyway.
Yes, like we're on Galapagos Island.
Okay, let's move on. Yep. I don't have another review. I'm out.
Oh, no redemptions?
Well, I sprinkled them in because I only had 4 total.
You're right. You did just read a redemption. So I have another redemption.
Did it redeem you what Harold did to Corey? I hesitate to call any of these. Oh, the thumbs up. I did. Yeah. I did. Which was fewer stars than the Harold and Corey saga. So it was a 4-star, technically. So.
Oh, 4-star. Okay. Well, that's okay. This is a review of Hookman Cemetery in Rain, Louisiana. This is a 4-star review by JoJo. I live not far from here. I meet a lot of cool people. End of review.
Oh, no. Oh, whoa. Okay.
I mean, I guess if everyone's doing their Zoom hangouts.
I mean,
it's become like the new Starbucks. Except, like, you know, you meet people at a coffee shop.
Can picture the merch now. It's like headstones and over top. The new Starbucks.
I love it.
Wow. Could you imagine? And that one cemetery that charges $20 for admission that people complained about, that I read too many reviews complaining about
million?
It. Oh, my God. I had to stop. I was like, I'm done going through these 1-star reviews. They're not interesting. I get it.
I mean, it's so easy to figure out. You Google the place, and the only thing you can read about on the internet is how it's $20. So it's
the problem. It leaked into the other cemetery that doesn't have that. That's supposedly free. Where people were like, "Yeah, I came here, and they charged me $20." I'm like, "No, they didn't. That was the other cemetery."
That happened a lot as well. Yes.
Anyway,
to be fair, they're named like the same thing.
They should sell coffee at the other ones.
They should.
That's my. That was my point in all this. Make some.
They
money.
Already sell like.
Plots.
I was gonna say like poinsettias, but then I was like, I guess not. I guess that's just a thing that you can take for free.
Yeah, I don't think coffee shops usually sell those anyway, so
that's true.
I don't know how that relates.
It literally doesn't. Anyway, that's the end of mine.
Okay, good. That was fun. It was not that fun.
You sound like you had fun.
I'm sorry. That theme was actually difficult for us to research. But hey, we got some Santa talk in there. So very fitting for Halloween.
We're skipping to the next holiday.
It is time. Thanksgiving is
before.
Yeah. Oh, does that not count? Okay.
Nah.
It is time for my challenge. This was sent in by Ashley. It was to find a review where a person has a paranormal experience at a place that's not marketed to be like paranormal or haunted or whatever.
How did this go?
It was surprisingly easy.
Really?
Yeah. I did it first because I was a little nervous, and like I said, I wanted to make sure.
Yeah,
I put pressure on myself because I was like, I really want to find some good ones. It was pretty easy. There were apparently, and they were, there were a lot of joking ones, but
it was like the Ouija board ones that I did that one time.
Yeah. But I think I skipped all. I'm pretty sure, if I remember correctly, that all of these were legitimate. Well, except maybe this first one, but this one is special for other reasons.
Is Corey back?
No, Fox is back. Our good friend Fox.
I love Fox.
So Fox gave a 3-star review of a Smoothie King in Atlanta, Georgia. I saw a ghost here. I swear I did. Must have been the Spooky King. I used to get the power smoothies from Smoothie King because they would give me lots of energy for the gym. I found out the hard way that I was allergic to whey protein, so that was not so good. These days, I just get the regular smoothies, and they're pretty tasty. I don't like that this is a franchise chain all over the country, but I do like their products, and their prices are somewhere in the middle, especially for Atlanta. Not bad. End of review.
It's so odd how he does this, because he gives real information, but then is like, anyway, also there's a ghost.
I read the whole thing, and I was like, it felt like I had this tingle. Tingle go through my body, and I looked at the name, and it just totally validated my tingle.
Yes, oh my god! And I didn't realize it was Fox.
No, I didn't know it was Fox until after I read it. Then I looked. I'm like, of course this was Fox. Like it clicked, and I was like, I felt like I was reading a letter from an old friend. I felt like I was a Civil War.
Do your friends?
Like my husband was at war. Was at the Civil War, and I was like in my house turning butter, whatever I did back then.
And then you found out that your friend was allergic to whey protein.
Yeah, and then my friend, my husband at war, Christina.
Right, sorry.
Sent me this letter about whey protein that they were using to fuel them in the battles and how he saw ghosts on the battlefield.
It actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I know you know that, but.
Yeah, I know, because it happened to me.
That's true.
Here is a review. This one was a little weird and hard to find because I found it in the Google search, but then I couldn't find the actual review. Turns out they left it as a tip for the restaurant, which you can only see on mobile. So it was this whole thing, process of getting it. It was a weird process.
How odd.
But this was a tip about DJ's Dugout in Bellevue, Nebraska.
Okay.
So no stars is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, it's just
because it was a tip. But the tip
says just the tip. Oh God.
If you hadn't brought attention to it, I wouldn't have noticed.
I would have heard it when I edited later.
True. So no stars because it was a tip. But it says would be 5 stars, but I saw a ghost in the lavatory. End of review. End of tip.
Here's a tip for you.
Yeah. But then there was a letter S afterwards and a period. So I am wondering if they got cut off by this ghost or something went wrong.
No.
It was bizarre. It was a little bizarre situation. So I hope this tip lever is okay.
But... Yeah, the tip resonated with me, I gotta say. I'm certainly well equipped to avoid this place.
Well, let me get into the meatier ones, okay? We've got 3 more.
Okay.
This is a review of Babaloo in Memphis, Tennessee. It's a restaurant. This is by Stan, 4 stars. This place is haunted. I saw a ghost in the men's bathroom. He looked like he was, I don't know, maybe Mexican or from El Salvador. I'm not sure what a Honduran ghost looks like, but I'd guess maybe he could be Honduran. Like, maybe from the north. I can see with certainty it wasn't like a Costa Rican ghost. Def a Central American. End of review.
Alexander. Okay, can we just talk about how he says, I don't know what a Honduran ghost looks like, as if it wouldn't look like a Honduran person? Do you know what I mean?
I know.
I know. Why would that be a discrete difference?
I know. For what it's worth, this is like a they call them, like, Babalu is a Southern cuisine with Latin flair. So I think that's why he was so intent on it being like a Central American ghost.
So he saw like the chef and was like, he's wearing white. I don't know. I mean, also, I'm just going to say something for, and that's why I drink. Our demographics are like very heavily skewed female. And I wonder why all of the reviews you've read so far are men claiming they've seen ghosts, which in our paranormal experience, personally, we mostly hear from people who identify as women. So I'm mm-hmm. I'm very intrigued that suddenly on Google reviews or Yelp that they're suddenly, you know, men are involved now.
Yeah.
But it's only in the laboratories, it seems, mostly.
I mean, honestly, yes. Well, not to spoil anything, but mostly, yes. Mostly... related to bathrooms, maybe, I don't know, maybe, what? I have no idea.
Why? I
can't theorize to this, but maybe we'll just have to do some further research and actually go to these places.
Happily. You can go in the men's room. I'm going to wait outside.
This next one, though, is actually of a Super 8 in Kingman, Arizona. This is by Matt. 2 stars. I saw a ghost. My family were separated into 2 rooms, and when I was walking back to see my grandfather, I saw an apparition across the parking lot. It moved slowly but smoothly. At first, I thought it was car exhaust, but this is the middle of the desert, and it was too hot to see car smoke, and there were no cars nearby because no one wants to stay at a Super 8, let's be honest. The ghost looked like black smoke, darker than the night sky. It moved slowly towards me and then vanished after I blinked, just a few feet from me. I was terrified, but I couldn't stop looking at its thick, smoky body. Long story short, this motel is haunted. Oh, and the ice machine wouldn't work. End of review.
Oh, and I'm also sexually attracted to ghosts now, I guess.
I added the little, the tinge of, I mean, I didn't add any words.
The intonation.
Well, I did change
hear,
up
like,
a little bit.
You hear, like, thick body, and you're like, whoa.
And it's especially spelled with 2 C's.
I'm just kidding. And a bunch of asterisks and squiggles and a wink face. Yeah, I think I can gather what he's thinking here. Like, if he confused it for car smoke, did it not have like a face, like a head, like did it look like a person, or did it look like?
It didn't seem to. Just said it said apparition, and it was looked like a body, but it was just like looked like
body.
Black smoke.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Sure.
Yeah.
I'm interested in this, but also. Kind of gonna close the door on it and lock it and never come back.
Well,
I love that it was in the parking lot. It would have been a lot scarier if it were in your room, though.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, though. It's at the last place I would assume someone would say they saw a ghost was in a random motel parking lot, you know.
Also, so such a weird coincidence that it's also the most likely place where you would see literal smoke from cars.
And I love, okay, so it's like, there were no cars around, but then they were like, but it's hot in the desert. And I'm like, okay, so you like saw in the haze, like something. But then they did say that it was a thick, smoky body a few feet away. So I'm like, okay.
But if it does sound
approach
like,
them, like, yeah. I don't know.
But if you say, oh, it was too hot to see car smoke, that's not how smoke works. Like, it's too hot to see your breath, maybe.
Okay, yeah, but there were no cars because it was a Super 8. Let's be honest.
Let's be honest.
So this last one is of the Old Spaghetti Factory in Duarte, California.
Okay, that actually is very haunted. M covered it on a...
Duarte? Or the Old Spaghetti Factory?
The Spaghetti Factory.
Yeah. No, there are a lot of these, but I picked one. But yeah, apparently it's a thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I was just letting you know. I didn't know if you knew that it was like a haunted place.
Yeah, I did. I found out after I read about that, but I saw like 5 reviews and people were saying like, I've heard that it's haunted, like they referenced that fact is what I'm trying to say.
I think that's the same one. It might not be.
Well, here is a 5-star review by Veronica. 5 stars because I saw a ghost. I had no idea about this place's history. I was there for a bridal shower. I went downstairs to the restroom. I was all alone. Kinda got the creeps as I was washing my hands, but thought nothing of it. As I was walking back up the stairs, I saw a little girl sitting in an old-fashioned chair.
Nope.
She was facing forward, looking to my left, so I only saw her left profile. She reminded me of Nellie Olson, which I believe is, they actually meant Nellie Olson from Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, I was like, I have no idea who that is.
I Googled it.
Oh, good.
I act like some sort of Little House on the Prairie expert. I don't know shit. Okay.
We all would have believed it.
I know. I could have seemed so like, I don't
no
know.
No one was going to doubt it.
No one would have. No one would have cared to. Fancy lacy dress with ringlets in her hair. I was about 4 steps from the top. I glanced down to watch my step and glanced back up. She was gone. All this happened in a matter of 4 seconds. I looked around and saw no one anywhere in sight. I went back to the bridal shower and my aunt asked, "What's wrong? You look like you just saw a ghost." I wasn't sure what I saw. So I get home and Google this place, and apparently little children ghosts are seen playing near the restroom. So that was cool and creepy. If anyone can also verify what I saw, that would be appreciated. Maybe my family won't say I'm crazy. End of review.
Please, this is a cry for help.
Yeah.
On Yelp.
you know how to validate all of this stuff? Start a podcast and then no one can like criticize you anymore.
Correct.
Because you're like, hey, I make 11 off of it now.
I have a great idea. I have a suggestion. I have a request. I don't know the right word for it, but I just want you to hear me out. What would you think if we, instead of doing what we do and read Yelp reviews, we started reading ghost stories? The end. That's the end of
that's
my
it.
Pitch.
That sounds fun. I mean, you'd already do that. Well, you read Creeps with Christine, so.
Yes, but what if we just did a show
where,
like,
YouTube channel, look it up.
You cover a paranormal story, and I cover a true crime story.
Oh, okay. Now that you add the true crime element, yeah, I'm absolutely into that.
Now it's unique.
Yeah, can I do the true crime element? There was this yes. other one I listened to, but the true crime element was always lacking.
you ass. Wow, okay, I got
honestly,
really excited about that last one. That was spooky.
The paranormal stuff is what spooks me, but I, like, so I remember when I listened, like, I would sometimes skip ahead to yours because I'm like, okay, this is weirdly, and it makes no sense when you think about it. Because yours is like based in reality. And
it's like
factual
happened,
and like,
right.
like very serious stuff. Not that paranormal stuff can't be serious, but like the
it's
paranormal stuff is spookier,
serious.
Even though like it's not
yeah.
confirmed to have actually happened always. So,
I know. There's people weird, right? debate about this. I'm like pretty equally frightened by both, but
yeah.
What else is new? Well, thank you, Zany. That was very good. You really nailed the challenge.
I'm glad.
There.
No, I had fun with it for sure.
They're always in the bathroom, which is something I'm learning.
Yeah, yeah. And so am I.
And so that makes a lot of sense.
That's why when I die, those kids probably died of like dysentery or something.
We're
you know
be
that
stuck
makes
down
sense.
There.
That's why they're in the bathroom. Where else are they going to go?
That's where the most turbulent energy is. You know.
True. It's turbulent already.
At least in my life.
Okay, that's just getting gross. Let's
anyway. All right, everybody, since our 100th episode falls on the week of Halloween, and that is going to be a big event, we are going to do our Halloween episode next week, and it's going to be all things Halloween-y.
Yay!
Just across the board, we're going to find the best reviews we can, and I think it's going to be a good time.
Oh, it better be.
I'm going to get a lot of candy so that you and I can both... I'll fill my little dispenser. And then we can eat our hearts out, but not on microphone, I promise.
That ASMR episode is coming next April Fool's.
That's a Patreon bonus. Oh my God, people would lose it.
I know. Anyway, I'm excited.
Me too. I'm really ready, and I can't wait.
Talk to you then, everyone. Bye.